Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Presley Carver here on WKCS 91.1 FM Falcon Radio. Alongside of me is Lucas Hill, and we are here for the Lady Falcons pregame show for the big game, the state tournament game against the East Nashville Eagles. What's up, Lucas?
What is up, Presley?
All right, so we've got the Lady Falcons up against the East Nashville Eagles, who have been on an upward trend ever since 2012 when they were 5-20 in 2012. 2013, they went 5-18. Then in 2014, they made it to the district quarterfinals at 14-8. 2015, region semifinals at 26-4. And last year, they were the state champs at 32-2. This year, they're sitting at 29-5 here in the first round of the state tournament. Got any opinions on them, Lucas?
Yeah, I'm not sure if they changed coaches anywhere from 2012 to present, but I just want to say congratulations, because if you look at 2012, they're sitting at 5-20, and that's not nowhere where you want to be. That's not even close. They need to do the same, basically the same thing, and next year in 5-18, then you pick it up a little bit in 2014. In 2015, you really get it going, and then you see the results after that. Because in 2016, they're state champs, and this year, if they beat us and keep going, they can win another state championship. So I don't know if it's coaching change or what, but congratulations to those girls over there at East Nashville.
For sure. Big key in this game is going to be Kaya Upton for the Eagles, number 14. She averaged 20 points a game, and she was the state tournament MVP last year. She's sitting out of this game with a knee injury, though. But they've got another big name in number 20, Erica Haynes-Overton, who averages 23 points a game, 8.3 steals a game, 9.1 rebounds a game, and she also shoots 53% from the field.
Yeah, I was looking over here at her stats, and it says that she has scored 736 points on the season. And I'm not too familiar with high school basketball, but I think 736 points in a season is pretty huge.
Yeah, 736 points in a season is very impressive, especially in girls' high school basketball. On our side of the bracket, we've got Upperman at 31-4 taking on Jackson Southside at 27-0. Then on the other side of the bracket, you have Pearl Cone versus Macon County, and you have Westview versus Gatlinburg Pittman, former Lady Falcon over there at Gatlinburg, and Quay Hines. She's been doing really well these past few games. But let's get back on to the Lady Falcons. They've really been shooting the ball very well lately, I think. I was at the Granger game the other night, and Kiki McKinney had 17 points the other night, along with another pair of double-digit rebounds, so big double-double for her. And you had other key players like Kyle Latham and Janae Fuque really step up, and Lele Manning holding down that point guard position and hitting the big shots when she needed to.
Yeah, I've been thinking in my head all season long after watching some of these games is that if you get Kiki McKinney going, I think the Falcons are a very hard team to beat. I mean, I think she's one of the tallest people on the court, and you know, I think size in basketball is really something that can go towards your way. I mean, when you're big, you can grab boards, you can score easily. So like I said, the key to, I think, the Falcons going to win this game here is if they get Kiki McKinney going, I think they'll win this game with ease.
Yeah, I agree. You got some other players who come off the bench or start sometimes, like India Dagg. She's a very scrappy player, really gets after the ball on defense. And Kaya Latham, she can hit a big shot whenever you need her to. You know, really got a lot of good players who can really shoot the ball well and get up and down the floor. I think the big key for this game is really going to be our big players like Janae Fuque and Kiki McKinney, the two tallest girls on the court. I like to call them the Twin Towers right there. I think it's really going to be up to them and getting those rebounds and getting second chance points when we need them. You know, and then if you get to the line, that's going to be another key, is for us to hit our free throws.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think rebounds, and you can also throw defense in there, because I think defense wins you games. And when you have defense, that leads to offense, and when you have both, you really don't lose.
So for sure.
So defense is going to be a really key thing in this game.
Yeah, I agree. That's going to be it here for your Lady Falcons pregame show. I think it's going to be a very exciting game to watch. Be sure to tune in. We're going to be starting up here at 5:30. Go Falcons!